Mom says other people can see that we're good kids, but I don't get how that makes a difference.
When you behave and treat others with kindness, it also shows what a great mom she is. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Obeying your parents is important for a lot of reasons. For one, it reflects how much hard work your parents put into teaching you. In the same way, your life should reflect what Jesus has done for you, so you can be a light for Him. Listen to Philippians 2. It says, "Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you will shine like lights in the world." Our story today is entitled, Lights. Mom's calling, Selah said as she and her sister played with neighbor kids in the common area of their apartment complex. It must be time for dinner already, said Alice. The girls told their friends goodbye and hurried to their apartment. Guess what? Said Mom as they talked about their day. I got a job offer. Dad grinned. Let me guess, someone asked you to babysit their kids? Mom laughed. You're right. Melissa in apartment 3 asked if I'd like to watch Anya and Jackson when she goes back to work on Mondays and Fridays. Selah looked surprised. Dad, how did you know that was what someone wanted Mom to do? Well, it's not the first time it's happened, said Dad. The Petersons wanted Mom to take care of their son one weekend when they had to be away, remember? And a few weeks ago, the librarian at your school asked Mom to babysit for a couple of days. Alice looked puzzled. That's so weird. It's not like Mom put flyers around town saying she'd babysit. Why do people keep asking her? Well, said Mom, they know I'm a stay-at-home mom, so maybe they figured I'd like to earn a little money. And I think another reason they ask me is because of you guys. Us? Said Selah. I don't get it. Mom smiled. I think they look at you and say to themselves, those are nice kids. I could trust my children to be in that home. I'll see if their mother would like to work for me. Alice grinned. We're just such angels, she joked. Dad laughed. Not quite. I've seen your halo slip off and hit the floor quite a few times. You're not angels, but you are lights. The Bible says Christians are supposed to be lights in a dark world, and I've seen both of you shine the light of Jesus to others in how you treat them. Because we know Jesus, we are God's children and have His love in our hearts. When we let His love shine through our words and actions, people will notice that we're different and hopefully be pointed to Him. So thanks, girls, for being lights to our neighbors, said Mom. Let's pray that our lives will make them want to know Jesus. So how about you? Do your actions cause people to notice that you're different? Different from the world in general? You may not be an angel, but if you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, you have the light of His love in your life and can point others to Him through your words, your actions, and your attitude. So what can you do to be a light in your school and neighborhood? Our key verse today is Matthew 5:16.
Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
And our key thought for today, be a light for Jesus. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio and share the gospel with others for generations to come. With your monthly donation to Keys for Kids, you'll help spread the good news around the world and provide daily devotionals to encourage children in their walk with Christ. Sam and Kelly share, the devotions have been a blessing in our home for the young and the old. God has spoken to my heart many times through Keys for Kids. We need your help to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. Consider giving today with a monthly donation of $5 to provide great devotionals for kids. Go to keysforkids.net and click on donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.